The expert urges Zambia to accelerate oil exploration amid Gulf tensions. Government says no extension for voter verification exercise, and 15 soldiers killed in jihadist attack in northern Benin. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Energy expert Johnston Chikwanda has called on government to accelerate oil exploration across the country, saying that tensions in the Gulf region are a reminder of the need for long-term energy security. Dr. Chikwanda said Zambia has delayed efforts to explore and develop its own petroleum resources for too long, warning that global conflicts affecting oil-producing regions could disrupt supply chains and negatively impact the country's fuel sector. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices' chatback program in Lusaka today, Dr. Chikwanda further highlighted the importance of Zambia seeking alternative markets and strengthening its petroleum supply strategies. He noted that in the long term, the country must seriously consider investing in oil exploration and diversifying its fuel supply sources to safeguard the economy from external shocks. Meanwhile, Dr. Chikwanda expressed concern over the 19-day petrol import cover announced by government, saying that the reserve period may not be adequate in the event of supply disruptions. He explained that delays in fuel shipments could quickly erode the available stock, warning that such a short cover period could create uncertainty in the market.
Is the issue of integrating with biofuels. We've been talking about this for too long. It's now more than 10 years of just one and the same thing. We still don't have a biofuels policy. Biofuel can integrate about 20% plus to our fuel requirements, meaning that the import bill can come down by about 20%, meaning your vulnerability is reducing. That can come up. You use things like this. When there is a crisis like this, this will force migration. This now forced migration, because on your own, you are delaying, you have not been doing the things that you are supposed to be doing, as a country. Just like on the electricity.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, has called on government to impose stiffer penalties on private companies that fail to comply with labor laws and continue exploiting workers. ZCTU President Blake Mulala says many workers in the private sector are subjected to harsh working conditions, including long working hours without adequate compensation, poor workplace environments, and insufficient rest days. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mulala described the situation as exploitative and urged authorities to take decisive action to protect workers. He said if compliance levels among companies do not improve, government should immediately increase penalty fees or consider suspending offending firms. Mr. Mulala also cautioned employers engaged in unfair labor practices to comply with the country's labor laws and respect the rights and dignity of workers. He further appealed to employers who favor expatriates with higher salaries, despite the availability of qualified local workers, to exercise patriotism and prioritize employing Zambians.
We have a lot of expatriates in our country who are doing works which are supposed to be done by Zambians. Our message to them is that your days are numbered. To the investors, the Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, we want to affirm our collaboration, working with all well-meaningful employers. But to those who want to undermine the workers, and those who undermine the union leadership in some other cases, we want to tell them that it will not be always the business. We shall declare war on them if they are not going to come to the table and do the necessary thing.
Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, has announced that the ongoing voter registration verification exercise will not be extended beyond the March 8, 2026 deadline. Mr. Mwimbu says government has a fixed electoral calendar leading up to the 2026 general election, making it difficult to extend the verification period. Speaking in the National Assembly today after delivering a ministerial statement on the exercise, Mr. Mwimbu said prolonging the exercise could disrupt other key activities scheduled ahead of the polls. He therefore urged all eligible citizens to take advantage of the remaining time to verify their details. There is a calendar of activities ahead of the general election, and extending the verification process may disturb other events. Therefore, all eligible citizens are encouraged that they verify their details within the stipulated time, said Mr. Mwimbo. He was responding to a question from Kwacha Member of Parliament, Charles Mlenga, who sought to know whether the exercise would be extended.
They mentioned that we are not going to extend the exercise. You may note that we have a calendar of events before the general elections on the 13th of August 2026. We will not want any change that will affect the calendar preceding the elections, Madam Speaker. Thank you.
Government has instructed the Road Development Agency and concessionaire Tubo Kachin Consortium Limited to immediately implement safety and reconstruction measures following the wash away of a culvert at Kakoso Stream along the Chingola Kasumbalesa Road. Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Charles Mulubi, says the directive is an emergency response to restore traffic flow and ensure safety on the key transport corridor. Delivering a ministerial statement in the National Assembly today, Mr. Mulubi said the measures include deploying safety personnel and installing warning signage and barriers at the affected site, constructing a temporal diversion to allow vehicles to pass, undertaking a corridor-wide safety inspection, conducting a detailed technical assessment of the damage, and reconstructing the washed-away culvert with improved climate-resilient standards. Mr. Mulubi said that the temporal diversion road has already been completed and traffic resumed on Tuesday afternoon. He said the culvert failure occurred at Kokoso Stream, about 15 kilometers from Chingola, after severe weather conditions, including heavy rainfall and strong winds, caused debris and large tree to block the existing drainage structure.
As an emergency response to the wash away, government, through the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, instructed the Road Development Agency and the concessionaire through Turbo Kachin Consortium as the project under operation and maintenance to undertake the following. One, deploy safety personnel on the site with warning signage.
Info News. Al-Qaeda-linked jihadists killed 15 soldiers in an attack on an army base in northern Benin, the West African country's military said on Thursday. The group for the support of Islam and Muslims, Al-Qaeda's branch for the Sahel region of Africa, claimed responsibility for the Wednesday raid on a base in Kofuno near Benin's border with Niger. West Africa is suffering from a surge in attacks by the Jenim, the Islamic State group, and other jihadist militias, particularly in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, where a series of military coups have coincided with severe instability. Coming up shortly, U.S. and Venezuela agreed to resume diplomatic ties after Maduro capture. This and more. Stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. The United States and Venezuela have agreed to re-establish diplomatic and consular relations. The agency said in a statement that the two sides would make joint efforts to promote stability, support economic recovery, and advance political reconciliation. While their diplomatic relations have been improving since the U.S. military captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, the announcement of formal bilateral ties marks a hugely symbolic step. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Energy expert Johnston Chikwanda has called on government to accelerate oil exploration across the country. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbo has announced that the ongoing voter registration verification exercise will not be extended beyond the March 8, 2026 deadline. And Al-Qaeda-linked jihadists killed 15 soldiers in an attack on an army base in northern Benin, the West African country's military said on Thursday. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms.